The ninth kina, Eicha Tifarti. It's the second of the Eichas. It's longer because there's so many added dimensions. It begins to give words to specifics of what happened at the time of the Churban. It speaks of destruction down here. It speaks of the horrific swapping of what ought to be for what happened. The very first stanza, Keneged Kisei HaKavod Tzelem Himlichu, the place that had been HaKadosh Baruch Hu's DBA, Beis HaMikdash had been HaKadosh Baruch Hu's address, Dir B'Tachtonim, was instead at the hands of the Romans converted tragically and with grim irony into Temple Tavodah Zarah, and on, descriptions of physical destruction and spiritual destruction, and also beginning to give words to how we felt. For me, the stanza of the letter Hey particularly catches. Hayatzurchem u'ma'uzchem is gabchem. Kadosh Baruch Hu, who's our rock, our source of strength. Kadosh Baruch Hu, who raises us up. Ha'pach la'achazar v'nilcham b'chem. We feel as though our Kadosh Baruch Hu, who had our back, is now this cruel figure who's fighting against us. Hanotzarchem richachem. Hoshekchem tiavchem. Kadosh Baruch Hu, who guards us, is now holding us at a distance. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who desired us, we feel pushed away. Begin to give words to what happened, what was and what is. We begin to give words to how we felt in our experience. And there's more. A chance to explore Leil Shabbos. The first Eicha of this weekend is a curious one. We highlight it with one pasuk's worth of the Nigin of Eicha in the laning of Parshas Devarim, the second pasuk of the second Aliyah. Eicha Esa Levadi Moshe Rabbeinu complains, how am I supposed to carry Tarchachem, Asachem, Arivchem, the trouble, so to speak, that Klal Yisrael make. The fights and the trouble. And it strikes us as an Eicha because of the Nigun of Eicha, but that itself is sort of curious, not only because it seems odd to introduce the Nigun of Eicha to a Shabbos davening, a Shabbos when certainly contemporary Minhag Ashkenaz following the Gra is to severely limit the avails of Shabbos, and beyond that is it's hard to understand the connection. Other than the word Eicha, what does one to do with the other? Medrash, the psicha to Medrash Eicha, to Eicha Rabbah, the Medrash does already make the connection in a way that sort of closes one question and opens another question. Ilu Zechisam, the Medrash says, you would have been Zocha, then you'd be reading Eicha, Eisa, Eicha. Excuse me. Ilu Zechisam, had you been Zocha, the Medrash says to Klal Yisrael, you'd be reading the Pasuk in Devar. Eicha Esa Levadi Tochachem Osachem Rivchem. Now that you were not Zocha, now that we were not Zocha, instead we read Eicha Yosha Vodav. So there's a connection, and not an equality, but an either or. We should have been Zocha to Devar, but instead we have Eicha. Well, what does that mean? Well, what, again, other than the word, that word Eicha, which as Rav Neuberger pointed out, is the focus of a whole series of kinos here. What does it mean? So Rav Zevin suggests in his second or third drasha on that pasuk, Parshas Devarim, that Eicha Esa Levadi Tochachem Asachem Rivchem, if we would have been Zocher, we would have been focused on what we do. We would have been focused on the mistakes that we make and the trouble that we make. If we would have been Zocher, we would have been focused on making tikkunim. When we don't make tikkunim, so then if we don't catch the opportunity of a eicha esa livadi, of a recognizing the Torah, the mass of the Reeve, with which we too often fill our lives, so the result is the loneliness of an eicha yashva badad. And that too is one of the themes of this eicha tifarti. Well, the Paitan reminds us, going back and forth between in every stanza, between descriptions of Churban, and then closing with a line from Bichol Kosai. First from the Brachos, and we call out HaKadosh Baruch Hu, look at what we're suffering, and we expected all the Brachos from the beginning of Bichol Kosai. And then as we move deeper into the Kina, it's pairing instead our experiences of Churban with the Psukim of the Klolos. Beginning with the Os Lamed. B'moschem siach ani Hashem Elokeichem. We were not interested in a relation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sa'anu mochiach im lo tishmu. We weren't interested in Moshe Rabbeinu's more difficult, prickly word, that sin has consequences as well. And so this kina both gives us words to our experiences of Churban, past and present, and it also begins to give a larger perspective and a sense that we have failings and our failings play a role in our suffering, and that's a jarring recognition, but it's also recognition that gives us a sense of steps forward. It gives us a sense that there is something that we can do. That Eicha, Kinos, Tisha B'Av is a day to give words to our experience, to seek words for what sometimes seems unspeakable, and to speak of how we feel in Golos. And Tisha B'Av is also a day to begin to explore, to look in the mirror and see what are the Torah, the Masa, and Riv, what are the negatives with which we have chosen to fill our lives, and what are the steps forward that we can take, beginning on a Tisha B'Av, to make changes. Hashiveinu Adonai Elecha v'nashuva chadei shameinu kekedem. We ask that Kadosh Baruch Hu to bring us back, and that's part of that process is v'nashuva, is our engaging in the tshuva to which this kina calls us. Eicha tifarti merasho sayesh lichu.